blocks in the head we can overcome without any problems. So I appreciate the chance to get up here. Way past the bedtime.
We no longer have them.
Happy to answer.
Any final questions? Representative Scalzi.
But I guess my questions sort of go to the author of the bill. I mean, I know you're a nice farm boy. Well, I'm a farm girl, so I grew up on a farm. And my cousins still farm it. So it's not that, you know, farms come and go. They stay on a family farm for a long time. And I think that's one of the things in Minnesota that we treasure. We treasure those dearly. And I know we have like 100 chickens, 100 sheep, and we would farm grain. But never did we ever have a reason to upgrade a county road. So I'm kind of wondering what we're talking about here. And if it doesn't impact the zoning capabilities of the counties and townships, why is that language in there to that they have to go through the Department of Agriculture and the EPA? I'm wondering why that's in there, and also how this might possibly restrict townships. It seems to me like a barrier. And I've grown up on a farm, and I've also served on a city council. But if somebody came in and told us that one person on our council could request a special report, we would say, you're out of here. Because we know that that's not really democracy in action.
Mr. Chair, and Representative Scalzi, I'll try and give you a brief answer here because I know everyone would like to wrap up here too. I'll make a couple quick points. I know all about family farming. I'm second generation. My parents, I'd farmed in the same farm my parents farmed since 1957. This bill doesn't address negatively or I guess even positively family farming. It does not, as I've said before, and I think the Township Association has Mr. Sulem and the Department of Ag has also testified that this bill does not take away or damage local control out there. I think we've heard and seen a lot of black helicopters here, and some of the other testimony without basis. As far as having one person on the township board request for putting in information that would have economic benefit to the local government, I think I really believe that's a very good thing. It's part of that more information, as we've had some of the other testifiers that have come up here said they did not know this or they weren't aware of this. I think more information is a good thing. Mr. Chair, I'll let you proceed.
Representative Scalzi.
Just as a follow-up, I know on page line 6, line 30, the language is stricken that says the legal, social, economic, or scientific justification for the recommendations. And I'm wondering why that's stricken, and then the other thing that's put in is the economic analysis. And then the second part to this is, if we're worried about reducing litigation, and I think that's what your words were, do you think that this bill is going to keep someone from suing? I mean, do you think that you have enough legal cover in this bill that you won't have litigation? Because I don't see that happening myself.
Mr. Simblin, Mr. Chair, Representative Scalzi, to your first point, the reason the language that was stricken, this was all part of a consensual agreement between every member of the group, as my colleague Representative Marquardt, who also served on that committee, that was all agreed to. The reason that was stricken and the word economic put into that language right there is we were we were drawing attention to that because we already know that local units of government, whether it's townships, counties, or the state, can ask for environmental review and for input from the EPA in pollution control. To your second point, which was
litigation.
The effort of this bill was not to provide a shield of litigation or shield from litigation for township officials or from producers out there, but certainly within the discussions that Representative Marquardt, myself, Senator Dill, Senator Vickerman, and the other members of the Zoning and Siting Committee, we come to realize that through the language in the bill and the efforts of this bill, we feel that this will be a help to township officials to keep them out of court. They have no intentions of ever ending up in litigation between themselves, producers, or other interested residents of their township.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is the bewitching hour.
Yep.
Is there going to be a motion to continue, or are we planning to?
Representative Hillstrom, I was just trying to let Representative Scalzi finish her question. I didn't see anybody else on the list, and I was going to announce that if Representative Scalzi is done.
I think so. I don't think I got the answer I was asking before, but, you know.
I was just going to announce my appreciation for the committee members' due diligence and perseverance, and I mean that sincerely, and acknowledge to everybody that we really don't have a right to vote on anything at this point. I wanted to make certain we finished the testimony as best we could, giving equal time to both sides, and we'll have to take this up on Friday to finish it. And there'll be no, we just cannot allow any additional testimony. That's why I tried to emphasize being as thorough as we could with all the testimony here tonight and to not cause people to have to come back another day. But there'll be questions for the author, there'll be questions amongst us as members, we'll take up amendments, but we will not, and apologize, we just have limited time and tried to be as thorough as we could within that time frame. We will not be able to allow any additional testimony on the bill on Friday, but we'll take up amendments on the bill following the final discussion on annexation on Friday morning.
Mr. Chair?
On Friday at 11.
If I might, it's quite late, and our pages will have quite a mess to clean up if we all leave our stuff here, so if the members were so inclined to take their materials and things with them, our pages might get out of here before 12:30.
Thank you, Representative Holberg. That's a very good, thoughtful suggestion. Any other comments or discussion, Representative Hillstrom?
Mr. Chair, you did state that there'd be no further testimony on the bill, but what about clarification on amendments or things of that nature? Is it just strictly going to be the members? I just want to make sure.
Representative Hillstrom, if the members want to do this again Friday and go until midnight, I don't think so. I think we just have to limit the testimony, and we've had enough hearing and enough testimony that can everybody contact the committee administrator. We can get contact information for any of the people who testified, and you can get your questions answered beforehand. Okay? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
There's no objection. The meeting is adjourned.